This is Pastor Kurt Muse, Tuesday afternoon, March 25th, and friends in Christ, it's a joy to be able to speak to you, those who are called by His grace. We know that in all things, God works things for the good, that He's ultimately in control, and we can cast our anxiety on Him, for He cares for us. For right now, we're entering into our second week of pretty much being home and secluded, trying to protect ourselves and loved ones and others from the COVID-19 virus. What I want to talk to you today is about how God provides for us. And as I learned in seminary, that God provides in two ways. One is that God operates, God provides. And the other one is that God provides and He operates through means. Of course, God can do anything He wants. He loves, He cares, but God does work through means. He sent Jesus to atone for our sins through His word and through baptism and the Lord's Supper. He brings His grace. So God operates, and yet God operates through means to bring us His blessings. So as we fellowship and worship in God's house, we are being responsible for the means that He has given to us to receive His grace through the preaching of the word, through the giving of absolution, through singing hymns, and yet through the same time through being baptized and through receiving the Lord's Supper. What I want to talk to you today is about that God also operates through means, and what I want to speak to you today is about the doctrine of Christian vocation. And this is very timely for us in this point in our nation's history and in the point of the COVID-19 epidemic and the concerns it has for us all. Because many times we look at our job, that it's something we have to do to go to work, to get paid, and to live the life we live or hope to live. To make ends meet and maybe have some things that are special, maybe a vacation once a year or buy some special things. And that's fine. Many people would say they go to work to make money, but I tend to disagree. I think that God has called us into vocations. There's more to it. God has called us into our vocation, that through our vocation, through the means of our vocation, that God blesses others. So, for example, if I'm hungry, I could pray to God, God, please provide me with food. Well, God has. He has given us farmers and ranchers and vineyards and orchards and all sorts of opportunities in which God's good earth produces produce and food and blessing. And through that, God has given farmers and food processors and restaurants and cooks and chefs and all those things. So God works through vocation to provide for us. And my hope and prayer is that everybody here sees themselves or their vocation, which God uses them to bless others. Now, we might say, well, how is that? Well, I mean, you work at General Motors, then see yourself as building engines and cars that maybe pastors visit the elderly, or that a person's able to go to work, or that a nurse is able to go visit patients in home, or to be able to deliver goods to a variety of places. So one thing that Luther's Reformation did bring about was the doctrine of vocation, that one just doesn't have to be a priest or a nun or be in a monastery or be an archbishop to serve God, but that all of our jobs or vocations are godly in and of themselves, and that God blesses others through them. And one thing we often miss is that even some more of the mundane jobs are still godly jobs and godly vocations as well. The one thing that this COVID-19 has brought about was how our society now looks at entertainers and movie stars with their elaborate salaries and their elaborate and luxurious lifestyles. And we've come to understand that maybe it's not so much as entertainers and movie stars and celebrities bring to us, but right now I think there's a deepening sense of appreciation for what we would call more mundane jobs. Stocking shelves, driving trucks, being garbage, collecting garbage, making things like sanitizer and wipes and various sorts of soaps and things that help keep us clean and safe. And I think there's a deepening appreciation of that. Now, sadly, it takes sometimes a crisis for us in America, who I said in a previous display or a previous podcast or Facebook chat, that we take things for granted and we just expect everything to be here all the time and exactly our way. But even, to Martin Luther, even the most mundane chores, the most mundane vocations, whether I'm a garbage man or I deliver Pepsi or potato chips, or I'm simply a mailman. And right now, there's a great amount of appreciation for truck drivers and stock shelf and those who stock shelves, because of the recent rush in our society of goods and the fear of running out of things. And I'm laughing about this, even toilet paper. There was a factory up in Northern Michigan that makes toilet paper, and they're hiring and they're keeping things going. As a matter of fact, some people have drove to the factory itself and they get 96 large roll for $20. So, sort of amusing stories we hear like from that. But Martin Luther said that even the most mundane tasks are godly in the sight of God, because God operates through means. God operates through those vocations that sometimes we might esteem a little bit more and lift up a little more, maybe like doctors and nurses, and those vocations that we rather, you know, someone looked down upon, the midnight shelf stalker at CVS or Walmart or wherever, or the person who simply drives a truck, a delivery truck, from maybe Toledo to Defiance or wherever. And so today we remember and give thanks to God for all vocations, because God does operate through those means. Now the question is, what does this mean for us? Well, no matter what your vocation is right now, and maybe you're a stay-home mom, and maybe you're retired, and you're a grandparents, maybe you've been laid off, or maybe you've been called back to work 7 days, 12 hours a week. I recently heard of someone who works up at Campbell's, and they're being called back to extraordinary hours due to the large supply right now of soup because of fear of running out of basic things. So no matter what my vocation is, if I sell insurance, if I sell cars, if I'm in construction, for all of us, that is a godly vocation, and we do so because it blesses others. And so our attitude as we go about these daily vocations is, yeah, we're just not doing it so we'll be popular, or our boss would like us, or maybe we'll get a raise in a month or two. But we're doing that because really through our work that God blesses others. Jesus said that whatever we have done to the least of these, we have done to them. So it's as if we're building a bridge, or we're stocking shelves, or we're treating a patient as a nurse, or whatever it is we're doing. We're selling a product as if we're selling to Christ Himself. And remember that God works through those means to bless others with that. So no matter what your vocation is right now, come to understand that, especially in this very difficult time in our nation's history, that our vocation and calling is to bless others, and for God to use that vocation to bring goodness to others, and to be sometimes even generous with what we have and what we make. We simply return to God what He has overly abundantly blessed us with. So may that bless your day. That I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who oversees all things, who rules all things, who operates Himself, and He operates through means for our daily needs and our spiritual lives. And so may the grace of God go with you. And for a closing thought, how about this? Heavenly Father, we can cast all our anxiety on You, for You care for us. Thanks for listening. Bye.